Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, March 6th. Shaquille O'Neal is 49 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. Here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. Chairwoman Cupid says the government and business need to work together. Smyrna put the brakes on new Atlanta Road townhomes. A Kennesaw councilman has been charged in a domestic incident with his wife. A new entry point to the Silver Comet Trail is now open in Austell. Legislation allowing undocumented students to pay in-state tuition for Georgia public colleges and universities advances in the State House. Plus, we'll get a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
In a talk to the Smyrna Business Association, Chairwoman Cupid's address highlighted her guiding principles for her term in office that include equity and inclusivity in governance. Chairwoman Cupid expounded on her remarks by addressing some of the pressing issues she's run into in recent months, including vaccine distribution and balancing the county's budget. One concern is ensuring older seniors are not left out of vaccination programs. And when it comes to budgetary concerns, she was quick to reassure her audience that she has no intention of changing the county's image as a bastion of low tax rates. The Smyrna City Council unanimously voted this week to table a proposed development of 10 townhomes along Atlanta Road. Backed by Edgeline LLC, responsible for the Lewis House mixed-use development in Kennesaw, the property lies directly across from Campbell Middle School. Currently, the property is zoned for neighborhood shopping, which permits uses such as banks, shops, salons, and other small-scale retail operations. Later this month, the council is expected to vote on a 3 to 6 month moratorium on new townhome construction, which will not affect any developments already under consideration. A member of the Kennesaw City Council was charged with simple assault and criminal damage to property after a violent altercation that followed a night of drinking. Chris Henderson, who represents Post 4, is accused of throwing several objects at his wife, including picture frames, candles, a lamp, flower pots, and glass vases. The January 31st incident involved three others, one man and two women. Henderson was taken to the Cobb County Adult Detention Center following his arrest, and his bond was set at $4,000. He was released later that day. Court records show, and nobody else involved in the incident was arrested. As we pass the anniversary of the COVID pandemic, the Marietta Daily Journal's Alex Gilbert talked with infectious disease expert Danny Brandstetter from WellStar.
How was the virus's impact on Cobb County any different from your average county, whatever that looks like, or from other large metro Atlanta counties? I'm wondering if there's anything specific to our coverage area that you may have noticed while studying the coronavirus.
I think one of the most disheartening things that I've learned that I particularly noted about Cobb County, and it may be true of others, but being a care provider here in this area, the thing that struck me about this and the burden that Cobb County carries with it from COVID-19 is the impact it had on long-term care facilities. We have quite a bit of people who are residing in those long-term care facilities, and the devastation that it took on those. We saw a lot of mortality rate high in that population. And that's not unique just to Cobb County. Other counties have and other states have had that as well. But for us particularly, that's probably my most disheartening and most striking impact that COVID had from my perspective on our county. Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
District 4 Cobb County Commissioner Monique Sheffield announced in her weekly newsletter that there was a great deal of excitement at the Silver Comet Trail ribbon-cutting ceremony on February 26th. Tucked away in Austell near Drennan Avenue off Austell Road is a community that has a stretch of the Silver Comet Trail just outside of the residents' front doors. Access to the trail was difficult because there was not an existing safe entry point, and the residents created a man-made pathway, which was oftentimes dangerous because of snakes lurking beneath the brush. County Park staff collaborated with the community and solved the access challenge by adding a bridge for residents to access the trail. Legislation allowing undocumented students to pay in-state tuition for Georgia public colleges and universities cleared a major hurdle in the General Assembly on Thursday. The House Higher Education Committee passed a measure that would extend lower-cost tuition rates to thousands of so-called dreamers in Georgia who are protected from deportation under the Federal Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. The bill now heads to the full House of Representatives, where it could face stiff opposition from Republican lawmakers fearful of incentivizing undocumented immigrants to reside in Georgia illegally for the benefit of their children. And now it's time for a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
I'm Shannon Ebersole. Around Town with J.K. Murphy is brought to you by Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cobb. What's going on around town, J.K.?
With the partisan elections of 2020 behind us, attention turns to five of Cobb's six cities, which will hold municipal elections on November 2nd, just 8 months away. Smyrna is the only Cobb city whose elected officials will not be on a ballot this year. Things are getting interesting in Marietta, where the mayor and city council and Marietta Board of Education are all up for re-election. We already have a race for the mayor's seat with incumbent Steve Thunder Tumlin and Councilwoman Michelle Cooper Kelly both running for that spot. Several incumbent councilmen have said they're running again, and we're seeing some matchups forming. Ted Ferrara is the latest to announce. He's running in Ward 4, that's currently held by Andy Morris, who is among those incumbents seeking another term. Ferrara and his wife Laura moved to Marietta 20 years ago. He's an architect, and the couple also recently opened The Third Door, a new cocktail bar music venue just off the Marietta Square. Marietta school board posts are also up for grabs this year. Carrie Minervini, who represents Ward 6, sends word she is running for re-election. But longtime school board member Randy Weiner has announced he's stepping down at the end of the year. Shortly after that news came out, A.B. Almy threw her hat into the ring to succeed him. Almy's been in town 8 years, has been involved in the school system, has taught students with disabilities at the high school level. She's also served as principal at Bethune Elementary Summer School in the Atlanta Public Schools. Another election expected on the ballot this year is the referendum to renew the 1% special purpose local option sales tax for the Cobb and Marietta school districts. That countywide referendum would also occur on November 2nd if the Cobb and Marietta school boards vote to authorize it, as they are expected to do. With longtime Cobb County Solicitor General Barry Morgan announcing this week that he's retiring, The race to succeed him has begun. Out of the gate is Democrat Chris Lanning, who is the chief assistant solicitor, started working in the office in 2008. In 2013, he took a position with the Cobb County District Attorney's Office, but later returned to the solicitor's office. Lanning grew up in Acworth and graduated from North Cobb High School, class of 99, then UGA, and then Seton Hall University Law School. He lives in Powder Springs with his wife and two children. Cobb Countyan and Republican powerhouse Randy Evans is back in Georgia after finishing his stint as U.S. Ambassador to Luxembourg. Evans will jumpstart his law career at Squire Patton Boggs, where he'll split time between the firm's Atlanta and Washington, D.C. offices. Evans was a Marietta resident at the time of his appointment to the Luxembourg post by President Trump. He's moved from his Marietta residence but remains a Cobb County resident, now living in Vinings. Local organizations will soon meet to honor the life of Marietta community activist Joanne Ellers. Ellers served over 30 years as executive director of Keep Marietta Beautiful. She died last April. Keep Marietta Beautiful is dedicated to keeping the city clean, planting trees, organizing recycling initiatives, and other volunteer efforts. Among other accomplishments, Ellers is credited with establishing Love the Loop, a cleanup event targeting the Marietta Loop. The group will meet at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, March 20th at the Marietta City Cemetery on Atlanta Street. The cemetery was among the Marietta landmarks Ellers worked passionately to preserve. There, a tree will be dedicated in her honor. Democratic State Senator Jen Jordan is rumored to be prepping a run for State Attorney General, a position currently being held by GOP incumbent Chris Carr. Jordan, who represents parts of Smyrna, Vinings, and Dobbins Air Reserve Base, responded to a tweet calling for her to run, saying, "Stay tuned until after the session." Around town listeners will know Deanne Bonner for her work as a Cobb County civil rights leader, but she and husband Jesse just achieved their own rare milestone. The two recently celebrated 65 years of marriage. 65 years, that puts them in rare company. Only 1.2% of married couples make it to their 65th anniversary. It was February 25th, 1956, when the couple exchanged vows in the living room of Mrs. Bonner's parents' Weirton, West Virginia home. According to daughter Jerene Bonner Grimes, the couple met on an informal double date while Miss Bonner was visiting family in Canton, Ohio. A few years later, Mr. Bonner proposed on Christmas Eve while on leave from the United States Air Force military service. The Bonners moved to Marietta in 1971, always active in civil rights issues. Mrs. Bonner became president of Cobb County Chapter, the NAACP, a post she held for several years. The couple have two children and seven grandchildren. Congratulations to the Bonners on their 65th. And that's today's trip around town.
Call 404-997-8655 for your chance at a $50 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues at West Cobb. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates we have seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.